Hunter's post-mortem. I'll just give you a little bit of an update regarding the tennis. So thanks, guys. Nice of you to join us. We'll get a news and a sporting headline coming up now with Madison. But Rafael Nadal won the opening two sets of the men's singles crown at Flushing Meadows, 7-6 and 6-3. Medvedev has come back to win the third, 7-5, and he currently leads on serve, I've got to say, in the fourth set, 5-4. Just a little bit of a tennis update to finish Punter's post-mortem. It's now 3 minutes after 10. News and sporting headline time coming up with Madison.
Good morning, Madison. Claire Sloan with your Sky Sports Radio news. Multiple bushfires across New South Wales continue to burn out of control more than 36 hours after the emergency began, scorching tens of thousands of hectares and destroying and damaging property. New South Wales firefighters have spent a long weekend fighting the intense blazes, with the Watch and Act alert remaining in place for Bees Nest in Armidale and at Drake near Tenterfield. Traces of asbestos found on the hill at Brookvale Oval as place Manly's home final against Cronulla under threat as an investigation is launched to determine the seriousness of the discovery. NRL Chief Executive Todd Greenberg has demanded a report into the ground be submitted by 6 p.m. tonight. Sydney is being warned to brace for more severe weather today, with warnings in place for large parts of the New South Wales coast. Damaging wind gusts in excess of 90 kilometres an hour are expected from the south coast to the Hunter region. A dangerous surf warning has also been issued. Authorities are also urging people to secure outdoor items and keep vehicles undercover. And the Coalition is eyeing out plans to roll out cashless welfare cards nationwide as Parliament resumes in Canberra today. Under the scheme, 80% of a welfare payment is to be put on a debit card, so it can't be used to buy alcohol, gamble or purchase gift cards or get cash out. In sport, Australia has broken an 18-year Ashes hoodoo, winning the urn on English soil for the first time since 2001 with a thrilling 185-run victory in the fourth test at Old Trafford to retain the Ashes with a 2-1 series lead. The Aussie bowlers did the job on the final day. Pat Cummins took 4 wickets. Josh Hazlewood took 2. In the NRL, the Panthers bid au revoir to James Maloney with a 54-10 win over Newcastle. But it was Nathan Cleary who stole the show. The star halfback scored 4 tries, assisted in a fifth and kicked a perfect 9 goals from as many attempts for a club record 34-point individual haul. And Daniel Ricciardo finished fourth in the Italian Grand Prix this morning after Renault finally found some pace to match it with the top cars. Out in front, though, Ferrari's Charles Leclerc held off the Mercedes of first Lewis Hamilton, then Valtteri Bottas to win his second Grand Prix after last week's breakthrough. This is Sky Sports Radio, your home to Sydney's Spring Carnival.
On Sky Sports Radio, the traffic report.
Right now, save up to 30% off every guest with Royal Caribbean. Book your South Pacific cruise today from just $999. Hurry, sale ends soon. Conditions apply. Greenacre, Roberts Road, Rebecca Road, truck and car accident, northbound lane 1. Very heavy traffic banks down Stacey Street to put you Rickard Road in a northbound direction. And Sydenham, the Princess Highway Railway Road, already a 5-car accident cleared northbound. Here's a podcast no dad can do without Dadattitude, made especially for dads by dads to feel supported, heard, entertained. Visit globalstorynetwork.com. I'm Silvio on Sky Sports Radio.
Sky Sports Radio won't miss a beat around Greyhound Racing's TAB Million Dollar Chase. This week, there's qualifying finals at Gosford, Dapto, Casino and Bulleye. And we'll be right there for every thrilling race. Full markets will be available on the TAB app.
We all have our reasons for taking out life insurance. Some are big and some much smaller. Either way, it's a great feeling knowing that with real life insurance...
I know you're listening to this radio ad, but I just wanted to say you're listening to this radio ad. And so are thousands of potential customers. So if you need results now, radio's never been more alive. Visit radioalive.com.au.
Always check the PDS issued by Hannover Life, Re of Australasia Limited.
Hi, I'm Bernadette Cooper, inviting you to join me for the Dubai World Cup in March with Ambassador Travel. We take in breakfast with the stars, a fabulous desert safari with traditional Arabic barbecue, plenty of time for sightseeing and shopping, and of course, one of the most exciting racing events in the world, the Dubai World Cup at spectacular Maidan Racecourse. You can even extend your tour and include a trip to Egypt to take in Cairo and cruise the River Nile.
Call 1-800-777-989 or visit ambassadortravel.com.au.
Stratum Star, the millions maker, a dual Group 1 winner from coast to coast.
Stratum Star raced up now to Jamaica. Juvedor starting to clash over the United States down on the inside. Stratum Star's hit the front, he's won it.
Stratum Star, by a golden slipper winner and champion sire of two-year-olds. Standing at tremendous value this season.
But Stratum Star on the backup, he's too good.
Visit Widden.com.
On Sky Sports Radio, you're listening to Racing HQ. And now, a complete analysis of the form for today's major New South Wales race meetings.
Yes, good morning, everybody. Welcome to your Monday edition of Racing HQ. Sean's having this week off. He's been battling a pretty severe case of the flu, and let's hope the big boy can settle down over the next few days with that. Today, we've got racing at Scone, obviously. After 11, we'll preview Queanbeyan, Wodonga. We'll look at the weekend's racing through the eyes of David Gately and also Alex Steadman from Racing and Sports, looking at both Randwick and at Moonee Valley. But, of course, at 10 o'clock every day, you get your main New South Wales preview and information, and today it's at Scone. And Heath Courtney, the CEO out there, is joining us. Morning to you, Heath.
Morning, Andrew. How are you, mate?
Very well, mate. We've had really severe winds. Are you getting any of that out there or not?
Yeah, just starting. We had a bit over the recent days, mate. It's just starting to come in again now. So, yeah, we're expecting it'll be quite blustery this afternoon, mate.
All right, we'll just keep an eye on that. Have you had any rain, mate?
No, mate, no. None of that stuff. So, no, we got, 12 mil 2 weeks ago or 10 days ago or so, mate. But, other than that, it all bypasses again during the weekend.
Heath, I'm going to do something on this this week, so it's not the right time to do it because we're about to do a preview. But how grim is it for, say, your club with the amount of water that you've got that you're able to use on the tracks?
Mate, we're probably fortunate. We've got great support from the council here where we get a lot of grey water, which does create its own issues. Don't get me wrong there as well, but it does keep us alive at the moment. We've also got access to an old town well. So, mate, you know, we're fair and okay. We do have to pay for that water. Not the grey water, but the other. But we're fair and okay, mate, but I'm sure there'll become a time where, you know, priorities probably have to get put in place. And if things don't get any better, we might have to rethink where we can source our water from.
Yeah, it's very grim around the state for obvious reasons, and our thoughts are with people that have been battling fires. It's just seems extraordinary in the first or second week of September that we're in this position. All right, so it's a good four, and where's the rail today, Heath?
We're back in the true, mate. Yeah, we're back in the true position for the entire, so we are expecting it to play very fair today, Andrew. Weather fine. Yeah, as I said, the wind might be blowing in their face a little bit coming down the straight, mate.
All right, we'll monitor that as we get through it. And I think Bobbing, who's now trained out your way, is going to have sort of a very easy gallop after race one.
Yeah, he certainly is. And also Rod Northam's after all that is going to go around as well between one and two. So, yeah, they'll be racing, going around by himself, mate, not in company. But, quite exciting to see how they both fare.
All right, we'll listen for reports on those. Thanks a lot, Heath.
No worries. Have a great day. Thanks, Andrew.
Good on you, mate. Heath Courtney out there at Scone. Gary Harley will find his way there for the day's meeting. Morning to you, Gary.
Yeah, good morning, Andrew. Yes, if we could get rid of this wind, it'd be absolutely perfect. But, oh, it's been howling here in the lower Hunter for days and days, and it's at it again today. And they do get a lot of wind at Scone. So what Heath is telling you is definitely will be spot on.
It's a very open track, obviously, all track, but it's a very open one. All right, well, let's help our listeners, mate. The first not until 1:40 on this good four, number one. St Anton is at $4.60. Two Voyages currently at TAB $11. Number four, Pride of Adelaide at $4.40. Five is at $11. Six, Shame of Star at $3.80. Seven, Savani at $9. And then right down the bottom, number 12, Never Listen. It's at, in the last half an hour, it's gone $7 into $6. Gary, what about your thoughts in race one?
I like Pride of Adelaide, number four. Three-year-old by Adelaide, trained by Brett Cavanaugh in its first start. I thought the trial was really good at Scone. It's only trial on August 14. When it was missed a kick, it was back. And it got behind the leaders after that. Got cut out in the straight, and then Billy Cray had to come to the outside. There was only six in it. But I thought it picked up and hit the line really good. 1,400 on the Boo Beam by Adelaide should be ideal. And I think it'd be very hard to beat here on the big track. Number one, St. Anton, is trained by Paul Massara. Paul produced it on debut at Tamworth on August 30. Nobody wanted to back it. It got out to $21. Was running second early. Hit the front at the 400 and was headed down the straight. Ended up getting beat 2.5. It got a bit tied late. Want to improve a bit on that to win this, but it may do that. And Aaron Bullock is in great form. He takes the ride. Seamus Starr's got a chance to Todd Howlett. I saw this horse trial. That was way back at Musselbrook on the 26th of June. He bolted in there in a trial. He's had three runs. He's been just on the place, get his heels, without running a place. But his last run, he raced very ungenerous around the 900 at Taree. Having a beat 1.8, ran on okay. He's a definite place chance. The number five is that for Nathan Doyle. It's at a couple of placings at Bathurst and Dubbo this time in. I don't know whether he's done it yet or he may have just done it, but Nathan Doyle has got stables at Newcastle and he is moving there if he hasn't gone already. I think he's got about 20 boxes there. He was with Peter Snowden and Mark Newnham Foreman for them. But he is a muscle boy. That's where he came from, but he's doing very well. 4-1, 6-5.
4-1, 6-5. A few trainers are lining up at Newcastle, aren't they, there?
Yeah, well, Andrew, I think the house is full now. Mark Benny got about 15, 18 stables. He came from Adelaide a couple of weeks back. And Nathan's moving down from Scone. But Adelaide get the new stables built, which will take, you know, a few years, but there'll be 400 new stables there in the future. I think the house is full well and truly now.
Understand.
There is a few going to Scone, I can tell you. There's plenty going up there too. There's a bit of news around, a couple of provincial trainers in that way.
All right, well, that's interesting. It's a big, spacious track and good facilities there, no surprise. All right, so 4-1, 6-5 in race one. Race two, a maiden here over the 1,000 metres. The TAB markets, the main ones here. One, April's Dream. It's at $19 now. Number seven, Swizzler, $7. Eight, Danebrook at $15, along with number 10. Then we go to 12, Four Love here for Matt Smith and Christian Reith. It's $2.40 right now. Number 13, Honey Elise's at 15, 14, Mancana at 7, and the best of the rest right down the bottom, number 17, Poetic Harmony at $10. It's been 12 into 10. So we had a couple of scratchings this morning, Gary, but they're the current prices as we start to look at race two.
I think it's a better the day for love. Christian Reith coming to ride for Matthew Smith here. If you go way back to January, it run third in a race at Fleming. Beat 3.5 lengths by Jettistar. Brett Kribble rode it that day. But it's had, I think, three runs from that, or two anyway. Hawkesbury, I was there on August 1 when it got beat a length and a half. Tried to lead all the way. She's got a lot of speed, unencumbered filly she is. And she comes to Newcastle in a real hot maiden, won by Mark Mitaveni's horse, Calipari. It is a flyer. It won by 4.5 lengths. She ended up running fifth, but she got back worse at midfield. But they ran her off a leg there. This is a huge drop in class here. 1,000 metres ideal, and she's drawn well, and she's got Christian to ride. Number 14, Macania. Oh, Macania, she hit trial well for Todd Howlett. That was up at Scone that it did trial. Won the trial easily. It led all the way. got to the outside fence of the straight, no pressure on it, won easily. Blinkers first time, first race start. Billy by Rubik, she looked to go well. Seven Swizzler for Luke Thomas, first up today, got a chance. And number four, a place chance of 10, Delavine showed a lot of speed in the recent trial for Chris Lees. 12, 14, 7 and 10.
By the way, of course, all those $5 tickets are now ceasing. They got sold up until midnight last night. And tomorrow morning at this time, Gary, we're going to be broadcasting the all-important barrier or public draw for the Kosciuszko. This will then have 14 lucky people going out and trying to find their right horse for the race on October 19. So 10 o'clock tomorrow morning, we'll be going to the headquarters of Racing New South Wales for the all-important Kosciuszko public draw. Good luck to all that have bought tickets.
I hope Jenny Graham's got a phone on the hook and the unbroken noble boy and Kavanaugh with that one. There'll be a big rush.
Yeah, there will be that initial rush for sure, because that pre-nom market at TAB, it'll guide a lot of them, won't it?
Yeah, for sure. And any of them that don't know racing and want a hand, Racing New South Wales are prepared to give them a hand in negotiating.
Yeah, for sure. All right, race three, the maiden at Scone. Number two, Greenskeeper, is at $6 right now. Number five, Our Epi, $7.50, just drifting out a little bit. Six, Surf Sonic at $11. Number eight, Deepwood Vale for Paul Massara playing on the home track at $3.10. Nine, Fast Cat's been a mover this morning, Gary. $11, $8.50, $7.50, and now $7 for Brad Kavanagh. Number nine, Fast Cat. Ten, Ginger's Voice, currently at $11. 11, a pair of heels at 6, and right down towards the bottom, 16, I'm a Poet at 14, and the 17 is a $16 chance. But certainly the early mover is the Kavanagh horse here, Fast Cat. Gary?
I like Johnny Ramsey's horse, Pair of Heels. He's had three runs this time in. Run third at Scone to Hasty Heart the other day, beat the length and a half. It was four wide, no cover to the turn in the 1,100-metre race back midfield because it drew a horror barrier, barrier 11. And Robert Thompson wrote it, gee, it ran on good to get up to run third. Now, it did run fifth here first up to that fast filly of Chris Lees' predictable miss. Run second at Gosford last time in when it was trained in Sydney back in June. I think it's good value. It'll run a big race from a good barrier. Number eight, second pick, Deepwood Vale. The other day, Andrew, I saw the trial of this horse. I thought, gee, this will win. So I jumped in, and I think I got about $4.50. Started at $1.75 and had every possible chance and didn't win. Run fourth, got beat 1.9. It'll want to improve on that. I know there's been money for it. The trial was really good at Scone, but it will want to improve on that last run to beat these. And it's got a terrible barrier. Way out wide. We'll leave that to Christian Reed to fix that up. Greenskeeper goes all right. 3 seconds in a row last start for Nathan Doyle. Had a recent trial at Scone. Very quiet trial. Never, ever off the bit. And number five, Al Epi. I left Fast Cat out. Started 20-1 the other day at Darien. Couldn't run a place. So obviously it's got to improve today. 11-8, 2-5.
Race four over the mile at Scone today. Number two, Mix Regret, drifting out to $12 as we speak. Number three, Moon Panther, is at $4. Number four, Sabona, just drifting out a little bit. Certainly nothing noticeable, though. 225 out to 230, number four. Then we go to number six, Bullet Storm. It's gone 420 to $3.90 this morning. Emanuela, number eight, at $5. And the best of the rest would be Dicko's mate, number 11, a $21 chance. What do you like here, Gary?
Moon Panther. Overcame difficulties in a messy run race the other day at Musselbrook to win. It is a so-you-think gelding with Les Philly at Lyons, so he's in a very good stable. Robert Thompson got in him. I think that might have been his first ride on him the other day at the Brook. And they stopped and started. He got pushed back, and he really hit the line. But the run before that was the one. He runs second to a smart horse at Johnny Sprague. Has got called Stylish Pat, who came from Ballarat. And it's won two out of three, two at Newcastle recently. And this horse, I think, a beater nose that day. The run was an absolute ripper. Got run down late third at Scone prior to that. Goes really good. Run a pace or one every start this campaign. Second pick, Sabona, one of the Orbis bloodstock horses with Tim Waugh. It won well at Wine the other day. Nash rode it after a good fourth at Newcastle, and I think they got a shot, Kim and Mark, when he led on it. But he did, and it never ever looked like going down. It absolutely bolted in there. It'll be hard to beat on the big track, no doubt. Number six, Bullet Storm, won well. Last start, second run in a race for Brad Widder. And number eight, best of the others, Emanuela. She'll get back and run on for Arrowfield Stud. 3, 4, 6 and 8.
3, 4, 6 and 8 in race four. Race five, it's the Who's Your Tab Kosciuszko Contender Spring Cup. It'll be race five over the 1,200. And number one Over and Above here for Cody Morgan is $3.20 right now at Tab. Number three, Another Ain at 11. Number four, Folkestone at $5.50. Number five, My Target Son is at $6, along with number seven, Sid's Footprints, one of Kavanagh's Kosciuszko hopefuls. Then we go to 10, Mo the Great, a drifter this morning out to $4 after opening at $3.50. They're the main ones in the market, Gary, here for the Spring Cup.
Very, very good race to kick off the quaddie. Second leg of the quaddie. I'm with Mo the Great, Kim Warsaw. Scratched him the other day at Wyong. And Kim told me she scratched him because the track was heavy at first, or 9, yeah, and it got back to an 8. That she didn't want to run him on the wet track. Gigi Troll, good beyond 60s groove on the Beaumont track. Only beaten ahead recently. Was up on the speed, led on the turn. Surge rode him. He never pushed him out at all. Just let him amble to the line. Very good form last time in. Just beaten one day at Gosford. Third at Hawkesbury to Targe. He'll take a bit of beating and he can race up on the speed. I thought he was very, very well weighted. Sid's Footprint goes good. It's had two runs back. Should be getting fitter now. Ran last at Warwick Farm the other day. I don't know what happened to there. Race 2 team for a start. Didn't run on, but when he's right, he'd be a big opener race like this. And he wasn't beaten far behind Sylvia's Mother. You know, Wilt in the Wilts at Randwick back on Australia Day. So if he finds that form, he'll run a race. Over and Above's got a ton of speed, got plenty of weight. Raced in Victoria and South Australia. Had Australian Bloodstock own it. Now it's with Cody Morgan. It led the other day at the 800 at Dubbo. Got run down by West Link, who went really good. But it'll be fitter for the first up run and got a chance. And Mike Taggerson pulled up lame last start in town. I don't really know how he's going. We'll find out today. I'm a bit up in the air there. But if he found his best, he'd win the race. 10-7, 1-5.
10-7, 1-5. And I'm just going back in my notebook here, Gary. Sid's Footprints gets the gear change today. Blinkers and tongue tie on. And Digger yep. McClellan there. I think Brett was, as you've explained there, the horse just got a bit keen the other day.
Yeah, mate. I'd forget that the other day. If there's money for it, it'll be hard to beat. Digger's just had 3 months off. He broke his ankle. He's only come back in the last week or so.
Yep, so 10-7, 1-5, Gary's thoughts there in the Spring Cup. Race 6, scratch from Saturday's Tab Highway, and Simon Dinopoulos wants to back it today. Well, come on, everybody, let's jump in the party at $1.30. Number one, Luna Mia, number one. Two, Normality at $10. Number five, Philadora is currently at $5.50. Number eight, Phil Volante is at $12. Number 11, Kainuna at 15, and then you've got 12 at 51 and 13 at 26. They've got a better draw here at $1.30, Luna Mia.
Yeah, looks an absolute certainty. Well, originally she had third on, I think she comes into eight. Interesting mare. Paul wants her in the Kosciuszko if he can get her there, because he'd have to win well today. Four starts, two wins in a second. After a brilliant trial behind Mr. Hustle and my Haggerson at Scone, she came to Musselbrook the other day. She was into $1.80. Aaron Bullitt rode her, and she absolutely bolted in by more than 4 lengths. Ran just outside 56 for the 1,000, 56.42, which was outstanding. Rose in time, run second, and he'd only just got beat in a race at Newcastle the other day. might have been the Cessnock meet, I'm not sure. Now, this mare by Reduce is in the ownership, it says Sumaya Stables, manager John Massara. And John did tell me the other day at Musselbrook, he was there when it won, that he's managing this mare for Sumaya Stables. I think they're Japanese. And, mate, they're going to use your opinion of her. She is very, very quick. Tell you what, if she had a drawn a barrier and they run in that highway Saturday, I reckon she would have nearly won it. So I'm with her. Normality is her stable mate, owned by John Massara and the radio legend, Alan Jones, and goes okay, 5 starts, 2 wins and 2 seconds. Was 20 wide all the way in a recent trial. That's the way I think they wanted it, the trial, behind Star Boy, and got beat about 5 lengths. That trial would definitely get it into a place here. Pea Volante's been very disappointing since looking really good last trip when it won first up in a race at Newcastle. Maybe it'll come good. And Philadora, second up after failing, I think it was in a highway in town recently for Rod Northam. 1, 2, 8, 5.
That's the numbers in the second last. What about the last here? The Inglis Online right now, a sale online happening through until September 11. Number 1, Burning Crown. You could have got 2.10 early this morning. It's now $1.55 with the scratchings through. Number 2, Ottima at $8. Number 4, Sausalito at $6.50. 5, Little L currently at $7. 6, Blinkin' Legend at $9.50. And then we've got those scratchings of 8, 9, 10, 11 and 12. Gary, what about the last?
Another Kosciuszko horse. Sue's desperate to get him in, Burning Crown. Mm-hmm. He's promised plenty and he's delivered a couple of times, but he's been a difficult horse in the fact that he's very, very immature. And they've had Robbie Dolan on him. They had Andrew, I think Robbie. No, well, they had Christian Reed on him last start. Gibbo's rode him, James McDonald. Sorry, Andrew, I got that all mixed up. I'm looking at a different horse. Robert Thompson That's rode right. him. Greg yep. Ryan's rode him. Michael Carl's rode him. Kathy O'Hara's rode him. Andrew Gibbons. I mean, he's had top jockeys who are very, very strong, and he can do a bit wrong. Sue's hope in this preparation, you know, he does everything right. He run third in a highway at Rose Hill on the 1st of June last start, beaten a length by England. Now, that'll be very good form. That'd get him into the Kosciuszko if he repeated that run. Run fifth at Rose Hill, beaten 3/4 of a length before that from favourite. Run second to a subsequent highway winner, Pat Stepper at Tamworth, back in April. And run third in a good 3-year-old race at Toowoomba, beaten less than a length. Now, what they've done here, he's had 62 and a half. So the young apprentice, Yvette Lewis, who's apprentice to Sue, I'd only have a guess and say she's ridden 6 or 7 winners. Hasn't been going a long time. Very nice kid and rides good. Sue's got a big opinion of her. I think she rides the horse work. So she's put her on of the day. He's very short. But I tell you what, if he does everything right, look out. He's got a ton of speed. I'm inclined at the value to throw a couple of bucks each way, Little Al. It went up $11. But there's been scratching. In case something happens to the fave, its trial was sensational behind Starboy. Ran second, beaten a length and a half in a hot trial. Won 2 on the trot at Narromine last time in. Bolted in one of them. His trial was an absolute ripper. Bullet rides him for Nathan Doyle. And if Burning Crown wasn't in the race, I would have charged him when the prices went up. Sausalito's got ability. He does the right thing. He could finish a top 3 or 4. Trial was not allowed to do much in the trial. And Otter May won well the other day. 1, 5, 4, and 2, mate.
Righto. So they're the tips for the 7-race card. You were keen around race 2?
Yeah, race 2, the horse of Matthew Smith. Is it race 4 love two, or no. my love?
4 love. 4
yeah,
love it is.
On, mate. Yep.
Righto, so 1:40 the first, and we'll keep an eye on those exhibition gallops, bobbing, and after all that, separate gallops, but bobbing.